Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, I'm your host, Luke Williams. We're here today on Blog Talk Radio for the first and final press conference between two of the most opinionated fighters in WWE careers, two seasoned vets, both competing on July 23rd for a unification super middleweight showdown live on twitch.tv/WWE careers. Before we bring in the main event fighters, I want to go ahead and announce the other three fights scheduled for this card. I believe this is the first time in well over a year that WWE careers will have a match card featuring four fights. First up, we got Anthony AJ Joshua looking to make his singles return against Justin the Mexican Landsaw, who's looking to catch his momentum back following a knockout loss in his last time out. We've got Nicholas Trim Nelson making his debut under his new persona as himself, going up against Lawrence D.C. Roseman, who is also making his debut as himself. And for our co-main event, which will also kick off the show, we have Conor, the Notorious McGregor, going up against Finn, the Demon King Balor, in a match that we've seen many, many times, but as always is very entertaining. And those three matches will be the undercard for this huge card that we have on July 23rd. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring out our fighters for the main event of that night. We have first, from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the former United States and former Intercontinental Champion, Khalil Wavy Abdus-Salam.
You there, Khalil? What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
All right. And now we have his opponent, the current WWE heavyweight, Intercontinental, United States, Universal, $1 million, Cruiserweight, and IBF Champion of the World with an outstanding record of 339 wins, 0 losses, and 1 draw, the undefeated Travis the Perfect Storm. Hey.
What's going on? What's up?
All right, I'm glad y'all are both here. So now that we have both of you here, I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys a few questions. And then we're going to open the lines up for some online questions as well. If you want to be picked on, this message is for everybody listening in. If you want to be picked for your questions to be answered by these two men here, you can raise your hand by pressing the number 1 on your telephone, and I'll let you into the call. for you to ask your question for both these fighters. All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. I'm going to go ahead and start off asking a question for you, Khalil. So my question is, after so many years of absence, you're finally coming back. And not only are you coming back to fight, but you're also coming back to fight the toughest challenge here. Out of all things, what made you take this fight?
Well, it was really the only fight to take. I mean, as you said, I've been gone for some years, you know. And I've been actually out just challenging myself. I do a lot of things that I don't normally do and a lot of things that a lot of people say that, you know, are hard to do. So I felt like if I was going to come back, he was the only person that I had to fight because of the history that we have. And they say if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. So I have to go against the best. There was the only way I was going to come back.
Got you. Now, going just based off of what you said right there, I caught a certain thing, the comment you made about to be the best, you have to beat the best. So, obviously, with that being said, it seems as though you have some intentions of claiming that top spot. Is that something that you're looking for just for bragging rights, or are you looking to actually stick around and hold that were you to win this match?
I would love to win a match. It'd be great, not just for me, but, you know, it'd be great for everybody around because, you know, I feel like it kind of rejuvenates people to, you know, get back into it. And then also, I mean, winning is like a priority, but also I'm here to fight because, to be honest, I kind of miss the fight. I miss the coming in and, you know, trash talking and actually going up against people that, you know, have skill and that aren't just there, you know. I kind of just missed the fight. So I'm like, he's going to give me the toughest fight, so that's the guy that I'm going to fight.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to take it over to you, Travis. My first question for you is, I mean, obviously this date, July 23rd, it was centered around a match that was intended to be arguably the biggest grudge match in all of combat sports at the moment. And so I know you picked your opponent. Do you see this as a grudge match for yourself?
I'm not understanding the question again.
Well, my question was this weekend, this date, July 23rd, was centered to go according to Wilder and Fury, arguably the biggest grudge match in all of combat sports at the moment. So did you pick this match for yourself as a grudge match? Is that what you see this as well?
There was a difference between that. I mean, the Wilder and Fury 3 match, it was a grudge match because there was like a past injury or a past, like, you know, history or something that resulted into a situation that occurred or a situation that went down that was done like unjustly. So then therefore that would be the reason why that one had that type of grudge. There's really no grudge for me because there's nothing that I've been done wrong with, or there's nothing I've been done wrong, you know, against or anything like that. So there's really no grudge here.
So whenever you look at Dragon, I'm not debating with you. I'm not trying to talk you into making this a grudge match, but just out of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
I know Dragon mentioned it previously, or Khalil, I'm sorry. Khalil mentioned it previously, some past confrontations and where it's gotten personal before. Does any of that drive you going into this fight? Is there any sort of beef that's been left standing?
Say that like I'm trying to understand what you're saying. What are you saying again?
Does any of the past confrontation before, when it's been taken personal between you two, does any of that drive you going into this fight?
Nah, I don't really carry on any situations that happened from the past or whatever. This is all new now. All of this is brand new to everybody else here. The reason why it's brand new is, fortunately, I've been in these type of fights for years, the Ironmans, the whole points extending, that's been me. But now since everybody's been in them, now this is a normal standard. Everybody has a 30-minute Ironman. Everybody has a 3-point lead knockout. Everybody can do a 2-point lead and get a decision. Everybody can do a 1-point lead and get a decision. You can get a draw. Since we're all on the same court, I think we're all fighting on a different, you know, spectrum. It's not promos anymore. We're not just cutting promos, which is what caused a lot of the personal stuff in the back in the past. We're not just saying things to try to make a fight sound good. We're not just building a storyline and, you know, running people over with fucking cars or some shit just to build a storyline or getting a faction to jump people. We're not on that no more. This is just strictly competition. This is gaming at its top and gaming at its finest. We are at the top of that level right now, and the only difference is we don't have millions of people or thousands of people watching us, but we're still gaming at an elite level. So whatever happened back then has nothing to do with where it's at now. Not to mention, that's, I look at that like I was being like Triple H and Stone Cold or Rocks and whatever the hell I was, whoever I was. Right now I'm my own character. I'm my own personal person. So when he was talking trash about me, he was talking trash about Rock. He was talking trash about whatever those people were. This is me now. This is Travis. So that's just where I keep it at.
I got you. So feeding off of that, Kirill. So obviously he mentioned that this is a new environment. This isn't the same WWE career that it was when you were here before. Walking into this new environment, this new way of doing things, do you feel a new level of intimidation walking into this fight, considering that this is one that you're not very familiar with?
No, not really, because it's not that I'm not familiar with it. I just didn't do it as often. And then I can feel the difference already, you know. It was really toxic when I was around, you know. There wasn't a debate about to anybody. It was toxic, you know. It was always some heat going on whenever I was around. And now, you know, it's a lot more. I can tell that the fun is back into it, but also the professionalism, you know, that we were always at, even though we would go at it a little too hard sometimes. And like you said, this isn't personal to me either, so I'm really just kind of excited to be here, honestly. So I just lost train of the question that you asked me. Ask me again, man. My bad. Because I'm just excited, man.
No, I was just asking you, do you feel intimidated by the new challenge, the new way of things?
No, I like the new challenge. I like the 30 minutes. I like the, okay, I know if he gets 3 up on me, then it's over. So there's no way, you know, I have to train. I have to get mentally prepared and physically prepared to go in there knowing that there's no way I'm going to let this guy get 3 up on me. Oh, we got to keep it here. We got to do this. I have to do that. And, you know, it gives you more of a focus for the match instead of just, oh, we're about to go in here and, you know, you could get pinned off a leg or a roll-up or, oh, he hit me on the ladder too hard and now I just lost the belt and everything. And, but you have 30 minutes to get that stuff back. So, to me, at least, I like the new format. And it's a lot more structured and it makes it a lot more compelling, too, because, you know, you only have 30 minutes. So you're going to give it all that you have. So I really like it.
Got you. All right. Well, Travis, I want to go ahead and bring something up. I want to go ahead and, you know, commend you for something. You cut down to your lightest weight ever for this fight. Y'all are going in at 185. You've cut down. You've been preparing since a month in advance for this fight. What's driven you so much to maintain that same motivation over the course of a month leading up to this fight?
What I do like about how we do fights now is, like, Swag, which is Justin, he's been able to get healthy. His mom has been telling him he hasn't worked out or he's always sitting on his ass and not working out. This has helped him work out. Boss, is, you know, who's using Joshua, the same thing. It's helped him work out. And why does it help him work out? It's simply because – she's good. It's simply because when we used to do it as wrestling, we were invested in it, but we were invested in it by, like, storylines, putting all of our attention on storylines and how are we going to make this compelling to the audience and what am I going to say in my promo tonight to wow everybody on Raw and all that shit. Now we're putting all of that energy into now saying, okay, I want my character to be a certain weight. The beautiful part about this is, which I don't even know if he knows, is on weigh-ins, the people that are going by their structured weight really have to weigh in. They have to send proof of their weight. If you do not weigh in, which you have fell victim of, you have already forfeited the fight. It's up to the opposite fighter to decide if I want to win this by forfeit or if I want to move forward. So it has this strict thing. So it's important that people get up now and send their weight in and weigh in and show a picture of that scale of their exact weight. Now, to answering your question, I'm a type of person, man. I know you probably heard of the sayings and the slogans that they say, like, if you eat shit, then you're going to operate like shit. But if you eat good, then you're going to operate good. It just is what it is. Well, that's how I live in general. So by me working out, by me putting all of my energy into actually trying to work on my weight or train certain things, it makes me feel good. And when I feel good, then I'm going to feel good going into anything I do. You can look at this as like, it's just a video game. Fuck that. It's just golf. It's just pool. It's just bowling. Those don't require physical situations. There is, a hobby is a fucking hobby. And this is my hobby. And this is what I like to do that takes me away from my bills, that takes me away from whatever the fuck shit that I got going on in my life. This is my hobby. So I train. I get myself in the mental preparation for it because I like to compete. I've always liked to compete. If it was here or if it was fucking where you challenged me to fucking run a race or you challenged me to a damn mile marathon or fucking challenged me to catching the most goddamn fish in a fucking pond, it doesn't really fucking matter to me. I'm going to always compete at my highest ability. Now, as far as my weight goes, absolutely. I've been up fighting people at 195, at 205, and whatever heavyweight weights they've been. Remember a year ago when I was fighting, what's his name? I can't even remember his name now. Cam. I fought Cam at 225. Yeah, I fought him at 225. And now I got to fight Khalil all the way down to 185. And this is not a fabrication. I've been working hard. Y'all seen the videos. I can't make this shit up. I hit the scale. You see the scale. Like, I can't make this up. I've been working hard, and I've been training very hard to get my weight down, and I feel good. I feel healthy. I feel happy. It makes me operate different. I wake up different. My head is on different. Because it's like when you exercise, you feel good about everything. So I'm happy where I am. And I know come next week I'll be at the goal that was needed, and I really like doing this. Like I said, it's a hobby, but it also helps me in my personal life and in my physical life because, you know, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my life, and that's not a fabrication. I've never worked out this hard. I've never had a schedule this hard, and I've never dropped weight this hard. I'm the lightest I've been in fucking probably 9 years, and that's a guarantee. So I'm definitely good. I'm excited about that, so.
Got you. Well, again, I want to commend you on cutting down. I know, like you said, we've all seen you working hard. I want to go ahead and commend you on that. But taking it over, feeding off of that, going over to you, Khalil, there's been some discussions, you know, centered around the choice of going into this fight at 185. Obviously, there were, you know, I'm sure the discussion of adding in the new belt was a part of it, but was this weight during contract negotiations, was this something that you wanted to go by because you're close to this weight, or is this a weight that you were okay with because you wanted to work to get to that weight?
Well, I picked that weight because I've been that weight for about a year now. You know, I've been working out almost every day except for the weekend. I rarely miss it on the weekdays unless I'm, like, really tired from work, like, yesterday. But I'm always working out. I've been meal prepping for, like, 3 months already, you know, just getting back into shape. And when he hit me with the, oh, what do you weigh? I'm like, 185. He's like, cool. He's like, oh, we got to be that. I'm like, oh, that's good. I mean, I work out anyway. I'm good. And I really do. I mean, I said 185 because that's the weight that I've been maintaining, really. I've been maintaining 185. I didn't know if he was actually going to cut down, and I got to commend him for that, like cutting, like, how much? Like, he probably cut, like, what, 40 pounds almost? Were you, like, 220?
Well, I was 220. I was 220 last year, but I've already been down. When I, for our fight specifically, though, I cut down 20 pounds. I'm cutting down 20 pounds.
Yeah, see, just to cut down 20 pounds in a month, it's ridiculous. That takes, like, hard work and dedication. So can't take that away from him. And I know I can't go up any more weight because the max I can weigh is, like, 185, 190, because, you know, I'm kind of short. I can't weigh more than that, or it's not going to be buff anymore. So I'm just, 185 was just that weight for me. And just the fact that he even got down to 180, is getting close to 185, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's just a whole nother level.
Gotcha. All right, well, my question now for you, Craze. So this fight has been stirring up. There's been rumors of it prior to the confirmation. After the confirmation, there were still more contract negotiations and everything that was in works, I believe. But now that it's here, now that we have a date, now that you two are both here in the same moment on this press conference, I want to ask you, after everything that's been said and done, when this is done and over with, what do you want Khalil to walk away with mentally, and what do you want to walk away with mentally?
That's a good question. You did your homework with a good question like that. You never ask a good question like that. What do I want to walk away mentally, and what do I want him to walk away from mentally after the fight, right, after it's all said and done?
Yeah.
Let's talk about me. I think, first of all, what I want to walk away mentally after it's all said and done is, like I told you, man, with like a dog or an animal, right? You feed that animal, you walk that animal. These are essentials to raising that dog. With a human being, it's similar. You feed them, you read to them, you play with them. These things are essential to raising a human being. With me, I have to compete, I have to win, and I have to challenge myself because these are essential to raising myself to me. If it's not this, it will be something else. Like, there are a few things that I need in my life. One of them I won't say because it's inappropriate and my kids are hot. But the other thing I will say is that I have to compete in order to feel good moving forward. Like, I have to achieve. Because in my life, when you raised like me and you were told you can't do shit and whatever, it's important that you do something or you climb a hurdle or whatever to drive you to get to the next. My ultimate goal is to provide a foundation for my kids so when they get older, they're not having to work for somebody. They can work for themselves. My ultimate goal is to have enough money in my bank to where when they need something, I can give it. My ultimate goal is just to be a good husband, be a good father, and just be able to have my own. I don't want to be working under anybody else. And you already know what I've been doing, and I've gotten closer and closer and closer. And I've been with no 9-to-5 for quite some time now, what, 12, 13 years now. I haven't worked under anybody, so I'm doing well at the moment. That's my ultimate goal. However, when I wake up and I get on this YouTube or I'm content creating or I realize that YouTube didn't pay me as much as I really wanted to be paid or whatever it is, those things are discouraging. Sometimes I sit and I tell myself, like, damn, is this going to even work? Damn, should I go find another route? Damn, should I go find another job? Everybody gets discouraged. But it's important for me to lift myself up and say I can do this. Well, how do you do that? Well, by achieving other things for me personally. So when I wake up, if I want to run a mile, but I could never run a mile, and I run a mile today, that makes me feel good. I say, God damn it, I achieved it. You can do it if you stick to it. Then I go back to that computer and I work differently. So I have to have achievements in my daily or in my weekly. I have to have a goal that achieves it. If it's not this, it can be something else. But I have to achieve something so that way I can tell myself, Travis, if you keep going at anything you put your mind to, you can do it. There's no way you saw a man that had a goal and achieved the goal and said, okay, and just became self-doubting for the rest of his life. No, they usually achieve a goal and say, well, what the fuck else can I do? I'm going to go try this because I did this. I could probably do this. And that's how my mentality is. So walking away from this match for me, just achieving something else. And then it goes to the bigger picture of my personal life. So when I achieve certain things here, I put it towards my bigger picture. I say, you did it, and you've done it. I've already seen my weight coming down. We're a little bit further out, but y'all already know me. Y'all know that I know how to cut pounds. Y'all know I know how to cut weight. So I'm going to be it. That's an achievement. And when I have that achievement, where they fucked up is you put the weight in right before the fight. So I get the achievement of making weight, and that really boosts my ego. And then I go into the fight feeling good, and then I win my fights, and that does boost my ego. And then I take that and I apply it to my personal life, and I try to achieve something else. So that's why I want to walk away from this fight in my heart, having another achievement. As far as what I want him to walk away from, that's up to him. He's his own man. He's his own person. I'm not going to tell him what the fuck he needs to walk away from the fight knowing I'm not his father. He's going to walk away from the fight with whatever he walks away from the fight, but I can't answer this. What I want everybody else to walk away from the fight from a fan's perspective is understanding I'm not to be fucked with, and 339 wins will tell you that. I was told that I should lose way back when I was zero, and here I am 339 fights later, and y'all still couldn't fuck with me. So what I want everybody else to walk away from this fight understanding is that it doesn't matter who you put in the ring, whether they're current, whether they're former, whether they used to be champions, whether they're a current champion, whether they're 190, 200, 205, 230, or 185, I cannot be fucked with. That's what I want everybody else to walk away from.
Gotcha. All right, well, strong message sent to everybody else. Strong message sent to your opponent. So, with that being said, let's, I believe we have some questions from people listening in.
Are you going to ask him? I want to know what he would say, what he would walk away from. I think it's only right. I ain't trying to take over your job here, but I really, as an opponent, I think that he should have the ground to say what he wants to walk away from this fight, thinking, and maybe his opponent, if he has one.
Okay, yeah. Well, then, same question over to you, Khalil. What do you want to walk away from this fight with mentally, as well as your opponent?
Well, I mean, there's not much that I can say about what I want him to walk away with. I mean, he said what I would have said anyway. I mean, he's his own person. I can't tell him how to feel after the fight and after everything. I mean, he's going to feel the way he wants to feel about it. You know, for me, I'm here to fight, to get back into it. I'm here to say, hey, man, let's see if you can do this, you know, get back into that, get your mind clear, you know, to see how you can progress and how you have progressed after not really being on here for like almost 2 years to taking a month and just getting on there, you know, almost every day, every other day, and trying to see what you can do on it. So I'm really just trying to see, like, if I am better than I think I am or better than I thought I was back before. That's really all that I'm trying to see. See if I'm actually mentally and physically prepared to go in here better than I was before.
Got you. All right, well, good answers from both sides.
And I just want to cut in and say I do like that answer, and I like that style of how he's thinking or how you're thinking. But let's just be blunt with this right here. The fight on July 23rd is not going to show you where Khalil is at. The fight on the 23rd will not show you if he still has it. And the fight on the 23rd will not show you where he ranks up. He's going to have another fight after that to show you, and I'm going to tell you why. He's not fighting somebody that is trying to figure it out either. He's also not fighting somebody that wants to see if they still have it. He's not fighting somebody who's trying to test the water. He's fighting somebody who has been fighting. He's fighting somebody that has the biggest knockout rate here. That's point blank, period. Everybody else has had their chances to figure out if they can KO. There ain't nobody fucking KOing like me. I have knocked people out in the second round. I have knocked people out in the third. And to be blunt, that's knocking people out in 6 minutes. And that's knocking people out in 15 to 10. So, with that being said, on July 23rd, I don't know what you're going to see, but I don't think you'll be able to justify if he falls in a certain position or line. is going up against phenomenally, hands down, undoubted, the greatest person that we have here. So it might not show. It may not. It may be a very devastating loss, and it may be something where he has to get in there against somebody more on that incline or that level to see where he should rank and where he should go next. Because it's not Khalil that I wanted. 100%. Y'all asked for that fight, so I gave y'all that fight. If you were asking me for me in GOAT Part 2, I would have fought that again. If you were asking me for me in Lighter or Rocker, who are here now, if you were asking me for Omega, I would have gave y'all whatever fight y'all wanted. You wanted the fight between me and Khalil, so he's here for that fight. Make no mistake about it, it's not him that I'm trying to go after. It's the accomplishment. It's the I don't game for 12 championships. I'm three away now, about to be two. And it's the accomplishment of getting to 365 wins, so you know that I've won every day of a damn year, and I'm 25 out. That's what I'm focused on. It doesn't matter who's put in front of me. It didn't matter who this was. All that mattered is I'm getting closer to my goal. So remove the face. I'm getting to the goal. So I don't know if what he said will be the right outlook for this fight on the 23rd. I don't know if we're going to see where he stands, because it may be something where this next goes fast, very fast. GOAT came into the ring with me, remember, gung-ho, ready to go, telling me what he was going to do to me, saying everything under the sun, and the motherfucker lasted for about 6 minutes, and the match was over. So I don't know what you're going to see on the 23rd, but I'm not playing a motherfucking game. It's going to be straight through him on to the next one, regardless of who was here.
Gotcha. I'll give you, Khalil, the chance. If you want to respond to that, you can go ahead.
I really don't have a response. I mean, like I said, I haven't been here for some years. I'm coming back into it, and I'm giving it all I have, seeing what I can do, you know. And the goal is to win. The goal isn't just to fight, it's to win. So, you know, if I don't win, I don't win. I'm not going to take it personal. I'm not going to get too hurt about it, but I am going to go in here and try to give it my all. So I'm not just going to just get demolished, not being me in 6 minutes. I'm not having that on me. So all I'm saying is I'm coming in here to fight. It's going to be a good fight. It's going to be an entertaining fight. And that's the words. We'll see where we're going to go from there.
Just so we are clear, because I see a lot of fighters and a lot of boxers always make predictions. I want to be clear that I do not know what I'm going to do in that fight. I don't say I'm going to beat him in 6 minutes or I'm going to beat him in a round. I was clearly making sure you understood just how devastating I am, but I will say this. I won't lose the fight. This won't go to a decision. Those are the top two things. And I like the animosity of telling me that I'm not going to do. But my wife gave me the name, and now y'all understand the name, did not get the perfect storm for no reason. You don't go outside in the morning and tell the sun that it's not going to shine 90 degrees today, and it says, oh, okay, I won't. You don't walk outside and tell the rain you're not going to rain past 2 o'clock, and the rain says, fine, I'll stop at 158, so you're not going to tell me what the fuck I'm going to do in a fight either, because goddamn it, I got that name for a reason. When you come into the rain, I'm going to tell you how I storm. I'm going to tell you how long it lasts, and I'm going to tell you when it's over.
Then I guess I just got to get an umbrella then.
I guess so.
I don't got no other response to that, because I'm just going to be in it then. That's just how it is.
That was funny. All right, you can go for your questions, yo.
All right, well, after that altercation, we'll go ahead and we'll go into the fan questions. I'm not sure who's up first, but we'll go ahead and bring in the first fan question and go from there.
Yeah, I have a question. This is Reporter 925, I know this is a lot of the other questions that I had pretty much just got answered within the last 3 minutes, so I have to come up with something on the fly, but usually for events like this, we are well known that you, Travis, come out with a very spectacular fashion. I don't know if there's anything that you have planned yet or anything that's just going to be another spectacle? Can you kind of make a comment in regard to your entrance for that night, or is it just not really much?
It's always about my entrance. I have no idea. I haven't put any thought into my entrance at all. So I don't know how I'm coming out. But I don't think I've ever disappointed. Some entrances have been better than others, but I don't think I've ever disappointed. So all I will say is you won't be disappointed, I'm sure. I'm that creative. I'll put something together, but I haven't put any thought on my entrance. The only thought that I put on was what weight I need to be on come the 22nd and winning the fight on the 23rd. But I definitely know that I'll have something pretty cool, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. And that question can also go towards Khalil, even though we know you have been haven't been in action for a very long time and whatnot. You have your times where you've had your entrances and coming out with something different than the usual. Same question kind of applies to you. Will there be anything different, or will it kind of just be a straight to the point, get to the ring, and then it's time to get down and dirty type sense?
I know it's going to be something. I'm still working on it, really. I'm trying to get all the timing right on everything. But I'm working on something. It's not going to be something simple.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you for your question, Omega. Unfortunately, we don't have much more time left to take any more fan questions. But it's okay. We got plenty from both sides on this match. We did get one fan question in. And I think we know just about everything we need to know leading up to this fight, other than the fact that it is going to be huge. It's going to be an exciting night. July 23rd is not one that you want to miss. Like I said before, this is the first time in well over a year that WWE Careers is putting on a match card with four fights on it, four fights in the same night. All of them are great fights, all going to be amazing. So I strongly encourage everybody that's listening to this to tune in on July 23rd on twitch.tv/WWE Careers and see the fight between Travis Ham and Khalil Abdus-Salam for the super middleweight unification bout. Other than that, I'm glad that everybody tuned in. Thank you all for listening. I'll give the fighters both a chance to say thank you or give a closing statement if they wish, and then we'll wrap this up.
Only closing statement I have is I look forward to it. Next week is going to be a very special week because, you know, she's got the birthday woman over there. So she's going to have her birthday. I look forward to spending that with her. And then after that, I look forward to getting down to business. I'm sad that I can't watch what I really wanted to watch on the, you know, 24th is what it is. But I look forward to next week. And I've worked for it, so trust me and believe. I've never been one that fails when it comes to the weigh-in where I'm leaving in my opponent's hands if they're going to be able to fight or not. I will be at the proper setting for that. And, yeah, man, I look forward to it, man. You know what I do when I show up, man. So I think it's going to be spectacular. And I can't wait to see the other fights, by the way. I'm looking forward to the Balor and the McGregor fight especially. That's the one of the number one fights I'm looking forward to. But I'm also looking forward to how Nelson holds his own against my man's Enigma. I'm looking forward to that because, you know, hopefully I think Enigma's going to have his own person this time. If he does, that's going to be really amazing. And if he does, it's still going to be good because he's another guy that really puts it on with his entrances. So I'm happy about that. And obviously, Justin Landsaw is my homie. That is the Mexican. And he has dethroned Balor on a few occasions or one occasion. I'm playing. I'm sorry. But the Mexican is there. You know, I look forward to him fighting. And he's going to be taking on my man's Boss. And you never know if Boss is going to bring it or not bring it. So it's going to be interesting because you never know if Swag is going to bring it or not bring it. So that makes it interesting. But all in all, I'm saying all of that because I'm not selfish here. I respect every other fight that's going to be on that card. And I think that you guys are going to have just as good of a night that we are going to have. And I appreciate, you know, me and Khalil for finally figuring out how to make this shit happen over all that time, putting that pen to that paper, per se, being able to have this fight. But come that night of the fight, man, it's devastation. 340 wins, 0 losses is what you'll hear at the end. And the new unified super middleweight champion of the world. That's 10 championships under my belt, and I'm coming for the 2. All
right. Khalil, any closing statements for your side?
Look, man, I'm really excited. I'm excited. I'm not nervous or anything. I'm really ready for it, honestly. I'm ready to get back into it. I'm ready to get back in there and just have fun again with it, and also just bring the competition with it, too. I just really can't wait. And I'm really excited to see everybody fight again. You know, I want to see how people have improved. There's some people still doing the same thing. I ain't going to say no names, Trim, but, you know, I just want to see some things. You know, and I'm ready to see. You know, I'm ready. I'm really ready. I'm ready for it. That's just all it is. I'm just ready.
Gotcha. All right, well, you heard it from both sides. They're both excited. Both looking forward to a great night, as well as everybody else. So, that being said, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody next Thursday for the official weigh-in for this fight, as well as the 23rd, the official night for the fight itself. Like I said, tune in to twitch.tv/WWE careers. And thank you, everybody, for coming out today. Look forward to seeing you next week.